Joining us now from Indiana via Skype is E. Michael Jones. He's the editor of Culture Wars Online magazine. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Jones. Now, how telling and significant is it, in your opinion, that this resolution has been passed by Iran regarding the destruction of nuclear weapons?
Well, I think it's a step in the right direction, but the problem is not Iran. The problem is Israel. Israel has these nuclear weapons. They refuse to acknowledge that they have them, and so therefore they can't be party to any type of agreement. The only reason people need nuclear weapons in the Middle East is because of the balance of power, to balance the weapons that Israel has. But if Israel's not going to join the agreement, then what point is there to have anyone?
Indeed, this resolution was given a no vote by Israel and the U.S. What is it about the dismantlement of nuclear weapons and guarantees that nuclear-armed states will not attack non-nuclear weapon states that irks Israel and the U.S. so much?
I think it's because they need this as a guarantee of power over all of the other powers. It helps them to maintain hegemony in the Middle East. And so it's not a question of defensive, it's a question of an offensive weapon that is being used to maintain hegemony over this group of people.
And what right then does it give for the U.S. to impose illegal sanctions on Iran, because it claims that Iran's non-divergent nuclear energy program might be used for military purposes?
It doesn't have any right. There's no moral right. There's no legal right. It's just unfair to demand this. But that's part of the problem you have when you don't have a balance of power. The balance of power came about because no one could make an agreement. No one could agree. No one could trust the other person. So they felt that in the absence of trust, everyone will have to have nuclear weapons. And as far as the world has gone, we haven't returned to a basis where there's mutual trust. And the more the United States pursues its aggressive policies in support of Israel in the Middle East, the less trust there will be, the less likelihood that any of these agreements will work.
Okay. E. Michael Jones, the editor of Culture Wars Online magazine, they're joining us from Indiana. Many thanks for your comments here on Press TV.